Welcome to your daily devotional, September 12th. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. John chapter 2 and verse 19. This was Jesus' first prophecy of his own resurrection, but it was not the first reference to it in Scripture. Psalm 16, a messianic psalm, prophesied the same of him. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. The fact that there is a bodily resurrection is clear in both the Old and New Testaments. Some references are Job 19:26, Daniel 12:2, and also 1 Corinthians, most of chapter 15. These words of Jesus in our text would later be recalled during one of Jesus' trials, where two false witnesses twisted the meaning of his words, saying, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days." Sadly, Caiaphas the high priest did not further investigate the meaning of Jesus' words. Instead, he had already decided what he would do with this, to reject him. God's foreordained plan was known to the Lord. Everything Jesus did was, is, and ever shall be for our benefit. Man could bruise the heel of God, but God would deal the victory blow against sin. In raising himself up from the dead, Jesus Christ dealt death her final death blow. Believer, you have the victory with him. Because he lives, you may live also and enjoy eternal life with him. Though the temple of your body will one day be destroyed by one means or other, the Christian shall be raised up by Christ to be with Christ. Not so for the unbeliever. The one without faith does not share in the victory, but will join the likes of Caiaphas, assuming he never got saved, which seems a likely assumption, in the place of torment. Let us leave on an encouraging note of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22, and then verses 50 through 58. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.